I think we're holding Amud Yudal. We're holding by Perik Yud Gimel or Yudal. I don't remember which one.
I have Yud Gimel, Amida.
Okay, Amida. Shei mishtatev yeh beinyan Amida sadam kimasai. The omdei fe paro imyamad Moshe Shmuel v'omer alehem. It means also to stop, so where a process comes to a stop, a standstill. It also means a third thing is to last forever. So really, I mean, those two are sort of flip sides of the same thing. Something that doesn't, something that's not changing is going to last forever. Once something reaches a certain stable point, it lasts forever and that's it. Like it says, so here he says, Ataych, what is V'omdu Raglav Yomu Al Har Zesim? His feet will come to a stand on, will stand on Har Zesim. So the Rambam teaches this. V'yiskaimu siboysav, kloima misoivavav. V'yizboyaze bezech hashituf regel. Let's talk a little bit about this. The Rambam actually puts in two inyanim packs into the sentence. One is the concept of regel. Regel in Lashon Kodesh means as the result of, it would be close to the English in the wake of. And since the feet is something which is a cause for the person to go someplace. It's not the person himself, but it's the mahalach, upon the pun, but it's not a pun. You know, it's the raglayim or the mahalach of the person. It's how something got from point A to point B. So that word regel in usage, in language usage, has come to mean as a result of, and it is something which is understood to be cause of. The Rambam will teach it where Tachas Raglov Kemais Levas Asapir. The word Raglov means causes, sibos, and so on. It's this understanding has a parallel in the world of Kabbalah in the following way. The Hanhagis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are divided into three strata. Strata one is the head, that's sort of the shorish of Anhagis. Strata two are the hands, which are the etzim Anhagis. Strata three are the feet, which are means to bring about some ikar Anhaga. So when I identify something as being shayach to the feet, then what I mean is the spheres associated with the feet and so on, those are spheres that deal more with how a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes about tactically getting something done rather than what it is that exactly wants to do. So the word regel means sibois and so on. Now, that's one point that the Rambam is sort of sneaking in under the radar screen. That'll speak more about in regel. There's another point that he says over here that I think is very important. He takes the word siba and equates it to mesiva. Siva means cause, mesiva means effect. So let's understand the distinction. I mean, the distinction is very, very obvious, but let's understand how we would use it in a person's in events in a person's life. Imagine a person he's traveling the train, and we ask him, "What got you to the train?" I could answer two possible answers. One is I'm taking the train as a means to get to the following station. I could also say I happened to get on the wrong train. I wasn't looking, and I got on this train instead of that train. I find a person in a situation, he is, what caused him to get there could be a series of causes that are, that acted upon him. I made a wrong turn, I forgot, I made a mistake, I did something crazy, stupid, et cetera, et cetera. Or it could be because of the result that's desired. And in that case, the result is actually the cause. So there's a famous story to say that Chaim Brisker had an uncanny ability to look at people and figure out what they're doing there, you know, and so on. So he was taking a walk with his children in Brisk, and every person he passed by, he would say, this person, he's probably here to buy the following stuff in Brisk. This person must be coming for a simcha. This person like that. Reb Chaim had a very uncanny eye. They passed by one person, Reb Chaim looks at him and says, what he's doing in Brisk, I have no idea. The kids were really, you know, the curiosity was really piqued. And as they walked further, one of his children peeled off, and he went, and he ran after the guy. He said, "Rabbi Shalom Aleichem, what brings you to Brisk?" So the guy looked very sheepish. He said, "I got off the wrong stop on the train. I got off on the wrong." So Al Kapanim, by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Siba is always the Mesoivet. When I say something that caused a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be in this position, it's not cause in a sense that I'm being acted on upon the cause, which is to us, many situations we're in this because we happen to do X, Y, Z, but it's the other way around. It's the mesevev. The effect is identical to the cause. Okay. In other words, it means something of kiyur, kiyum, and hishoyer, and so on. Okay, perik yudalit, shituf adam. So perik gimel. Okay, I understand kima and amida and all of those. I understand what shaykh says. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, adam is very pelvic. What's it doing over here? Shituf Adam who shame Adam Arishin. So Adam is the name of the first person who lived. It comes to the word Adama. Shame Amin. It's also the name of the species. Ruchi Ba'adam. So we're not talking about Adam Arishin. We're talking about Adam as humanity. Adam. Okay, so those are two meanings. Third meaning, when you talk about the common folk, the plebeians, the proletariat, so that's also called Adam. Gam b'nei Adam, gam b'nei ish. Umizeh inyan ashlishi vayiru b'nei alehim es b'nei sa Adam, achin karem temusa. Now, what's hard to understand is where does this? The Rambam keeps insisting he's not writing a dictionary of terms; he's writing all the terms that are necessary to understand vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, where in the world does this word Adam have any shaychus? It's three different meanings for Adam. There are two places that he could have said, I guess Tzelem Alekim. But over there, he speaks about Selim. So that's out of the, and he speaks about the what the word Lakim means in that case. It is one other place, and that is by the Mara by Yecheskel, that it says that on the Kisei is Kidmus Adam. Now, none of these three terms would in any way help us understand what that means over there. It's not in any way helping us. The Ram doesn't mention it. So why is it the Rambam said it? I don't know. But that's, be it as may, that's what it is. Perek Tesvav. Nitzav Yatzav. The Aval Pishin is Shtanu Shnei Ashrashim. ha'inyan echad kimo sheyadata b'chol shem Hashem, v'zeh Hashem mishtatev. So the word nitzav yitzav, meaning to stand firmly or stable. Pa'omim yeh b'yin ha'kimo v'syatzvus, like to stand up. V'atesatza v'choysim yirochoik. It's yisyatzvu malcha oretz yotzu nitzavim. So it can mean a physical position. V'yeh b'yin ha'kim v'asmoda. Dvorcha nitzav v'shamayim. Kloima kayim oimeid. V'chol ma shebo mizeh Hashem v'choyik ha'boyrei hu mizeh ha'inyin. So anytime we use nitzav in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must mean something which is kayim oimed olav kloima ala sulam. Asher katzei orishim b'shamayim v'katzei achin ba'aretz ubo yala kol mishe yala sheyasik mishe olav bechreach acher shu omed kayim al rosh ha'sulam. So the Rambam here gives us an interpretation of the cholam, which is really, really unique. The cholam of the sulam with the malachim olam v'yordim, etc., is interesting. It's not clear at all what is in the pasuk, and different shanim have very, very different interpretations of it. I said a Torah. We'll do a trailer for Motzei Shabbos, but the Rambam says as follows. That the he says there is a fixed pathway for a person to attain das and havanas alikus, being that in the Rambam's musagim the ultimate attachment to Rabbeinu Shalom is through das. And that is what's mechaber a person to Rabbi Shalom. He'll be talking about it later in Perikit Ches, and when he speaks about Kirvus Olikim and so on, Chafalof, a few places where he talks about it. So the Das Olikim is up there. There is a ladder of Das, a Machshava, that can bring a person there. And that's the Pshat in the Nitzav over there, that it's something that is standing there, kayim oimid, and it is a permanent fixture that our seichem das can send Rabbeinu Shalom. In the Rambam's understanding, where the haskel v'yadois means a tfisa, a sichlius of some degree in Rabbeinu Shalom, then anytime there are people in this world, there must be a ladder for us to go up on, and that ladder are these musagim and asagas that you go up on. And therefore the word olav means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is on that ladder. It's something that a person can attain through his das and so on. It's very interesting. The Rambam in Nevuah, when he speaks about the different madregas towards Nevuah, so on the one hand, when he talks about the madrega of Ruach, up to Ruach HaKodesh is attainable by effort. And Ruach HaKodesh is an understanding that supersedes human understanding. So I understand, but I also understand that I'm not the same person anymore. My understanding has moved further, as opposed to Nevuah, which is a communication from the Rebbeinu Shalom back to me. Umalocha lekim heim neviim, shenemam beferish, vayishach malocha, vayal mashim lagilgal aboichim, umatoiv omru olim biyardim. And now he says, It's especially significant. The olim v'yordim, haliyah kodem ayirida, ki acha haliyah v'agol malas yidus ben asulam. As you get up to higher and higher madrigas of the ladder, tia hayirida b'mashe pagash mina inyan lan hagas anshavas v'limudam. So you come back down again in order to teach the people. Ashavu v'zek kine b'yirida k'mashe be'arnu. So the tachlis is to go up and then come down and to teach the people. Now, it's a little bit schwer because the Rambam says when he speaks about nevuah, the nevuah that is for the public, the Rambam himself says mefurish, the Moshe speaks by Yaakov Avinu, how come he was scared? Could a nevuah of good become batlanat? So the Rambam is mechalik between nevuahs that was said for personal enlightenment as opposed to nevuahs that was said in order to tell people. A nevuah that was said to tell people, there's no choice. If you mess it up, then people have no way to believe a Navi, don't know who's a Navi, it's a Navi Sheker. So nevuahs that the Matur is to tell people, Koyamar Hashem, and so on, that can't go back on. But nevuah is there for present enlightenment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be choiz if there's an Aveira, if there's a Chet. And that's why Yaakov Avinu was scared because of a Chet. That's Rama Shita. So it's very clear that there's two types of nevuah. It also says that on the Vim, there are Kefayim, Pietz, Mitzrayim, and the nevuah that was Nishchol, there was Nichteva. But I'm sure that not everybody stood and said nevuahs. Nevuah in the Rambam's Hilchos Nevuah seem to be a personal madrega. So where is this hechreach that nevuah comes with a message for the general population? The Ashiv El Yanenu Kinitzav Olav means Masmit Kaim Nisha, Loishus Yatzus Goshem, doesn't mean a physical location, but rather a permanence in a conceptual sense. Okay, so this is the point of Nitzav, and this is the Rambam, again, slipping in the whole interpretation of Cholam and what it meant, the Sulam and the Oilim and the Yordim and the Malachim and so on. Perek Tzayin, Tzur, Shemish Tativ, so this is segued from before, and that makes sense. Shem Mishtatif, v'hu Shem Ha'har, v'kisa Batsur, v'hu Shem Even Kosher Kechalomish, Chavash Surim. So it also is a certain type of stone, I guess flintstone, wherever it is, like Chavash Surim. V'hu Shem Ha'mokar, ashe Yechotzemenu Avnei Ha'mekorim. It also is the mine from where you mine these racks. It's a quarry. Like it says, Habitu Tzuchu Tzavtim. Look at the quarry from where you have been cut out from. V'achakein, okay. So you have the mountain, the stones, and the source of all the stones. It also is the root of everything. When the Navi was saying, look at Avram, your father, Habito Tzuchu Tzavtem, so it was explaining that Avram wasn't just a mikra that caused it, but this is really who you are. And this Be'etzim is the Musig, the concept of Sherish in Kal Yisrael, where we say that a person, it is Royu, that we go B'dark Avoseinu, is, if the Musig of an Av was somebody who just happened to cause my creation, then it wouldn't be such a machayev. But if I want to know who I am, I must look at my sheirish, because I am my sheirish. Therefore, whoever, you know, looking at your sheirish defines who you are. He says, ve'olefize ha'inyan ha'achroin nikra lakai yisbarach tzur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzur, Ki Hu Ascholo Vasiba Pa'ela Secholo Shizolosei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source for everything that puts. V'nemar HaTzur Tom Pa'oloi, Tzur Yilot Choteshi, Tzur HaMechorom, V'ein Tzur Kelekeinu, Tzur Elamim, V'Tzur Elamim. Now, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzur for that reason. Not sort of normal, the way colloquially the word Tzur Yisrael is used is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rock solid in terms of dependability. In other words, we're going to describe something as being very dependable because it is like a strong, the rock of Israel. We talk about the rock of Israel, it means, you know, kind of very, very strong. The Rambam's hagdara of it is very different. Let's explain it a drop. The Rambam's hagdara here is very, very in sync with his hagdara in the beginning of Yesod HaTorah about our core definition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's describe it. When you ask a person what caused the world to come into being, they tell them the Big Bang. And what caused the Big Bang to come into being? A very, very, very concentrated ball of matter. A very, very unconcentrated ball of matter, whatever. And what caused that to come into being? We don't know. Science doesn't know. Aha, you see, you don't know. Okay, Rabbi, where did that come from? From God. And where did God come from? We're not allowed to ask these questions. So the only thing is you've proved that you're more from than the other person. Not really a logical debate. I mean, you corner him someplace, and when you get cornered, you say, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to ask. So the answer is that back and forth really points out something else. There is nothing in the world. Chachma and science is not able to give me all the answers in the world ever. Almost by definition, logic cannot be unending. Every logic starts with two things, axiom and process. There's nothing more logical than geometry or syllogisms or anything of that nature. And they have two things in common. There are a set of operations that are considered valid operations, and there are a set of axioms that are considered valid axioms. By definition, an axiom is something that has no way to prove it. And we might make a mistake on what axioms are. Can you do it? A famous axiom about two parallel lines of a meeting. But tachlis, every chachma, there is no such thing as an infinite amount of course. There are things we thought were axioms, and we moved them, and we decided they're a result of another axiom. So LaMarshall, it used to be thought that gravity is axiomatic. In other words, it's a koach with no, and now, so Einstein showed gravity to be really a different koach expressed itself a certain way. Either yes or not, but tachlis, at the end of the day, there's going to be axiom someplace. And you can build only in as firm as an axiom that serves as your basis. Anything that I know, understand, rely upon that, I'm not sure it's that, is only as firm as I can know it. So just like when you build a building, before anything, you need to know what you're building on. You need to have bedrock to build on, solid ground. And if you can't build on that, then it's you can't build. That's your Aleph Sheba Alephs is what the building is standing on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzur Olamim in the sense that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the very foundation, the very, very layer of the solidity that everything stands upon. It means by definition, the Ribbono Shel Olam is that nekuda in the Bria that has no cause. It doesn't stand on anything else. It is what everything stands on. So the Rambam says we define the Ribbono Shel Olam as a primary being that has no cause. Primary beings do not have cause. That's our core definition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in that sense, it is called a tzur. So the fiza in nikra kaiser tsur kuas cholov a sipas gazolose. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the cause of everything else. Why is this building shaking? Because the ground underneath it is shaking. And so on. Then it says, V'nitzavta al atzur, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he shoen v'amoyd al hizbeinus ha-yesis baruch ha-scholo, shua mova shetegia mene elov, Moshe Rabbeinu ba'omla hinei mokom iti. So it means that in order to be mizbeinin on the Rebbein Shalom and any of the hanhogis afterwards, it all has to stand and rest on the fact that it is all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheirish HaShoshim. Any type of Hizbeinus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't include that certainty, that axiomatic certainty, is bound for failure. And that's what he told Moshe Rabbeinu, that V'atapah Amori Modi, Hine Mokom Iti, means that there's a place, this V'nitzavta Letzor means this is, you must be planted firmly on it. I want to add one more nekuda that fits in with this, and that is Hatsur Tamim Pa'olei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis are just. So he's called Tsur. And I want to explain this point. In the struggle, in the question as to whether or not the Ribbono Shel Olam is just, can the Ribbono Shel Olam not be just, and so on. So it is considered to be very good form for even the more educated and open Orthodox rabbis to constantly be mochiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu about things that he's done wrong and insensitivities, sexism, and very, very other shortcomings of Ribbono Shel Olam. It's considered good form to do it mostly, and the height of it, the best time to do is Rosh Hashanah, to wag a finger at the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachman son, and tell him that the Akedah was not a smart idea. That those are all pastimes. But we need to understand what it means that Tsur Tam Pa'olei. I think I mentioned before, you know, Aristotle has a debate, are the gods good because they're good, or is it good because the gods want it? Do the gods want the good because it's good, or is it good because the gods want it? The definition of good and bad in its ultimate sense has no place within our world. Some people think that shooting animals is the height of sport and gentlemanness, and some people think it's very cruel. Some people think that killing people is a terrible thing. And there was a whole nation, a whole very, very civilized nation that killed out people. Any nation they didn't particularly like, Germany was and tried to annihilate. In Russia, and people who were very idealistic and motivated killed tens of millions of people because whatever. So morality has no... it doesn't start with our world. Its basis is not what people feel or think or anything. Morality is an axiom, and it's defined by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rotzen, machshava, whatever you want to call chachmasai, is. And we can tap into it. And normal, healthy human beings have a conscience which allows them to get a feel for it. And that's why when we learn about it, it resonates very strongly with us. And that's why people who've never learned and might not even be makdim Hashem still have a conscience in them, because we have it in us, is somewhere planted in us. But what it is, it's not right because I think it's right. Just like it's not cold because I feel cold, because in that case, a person who has high temperature and he feels cold, as far as he's concerned, it's cold outside. It's cold because the sun is not shining and the degrees are X amount. Some people can feel it, some people can't feel it. So Toiv and Ra are be'etzem in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the place where that comes across the strongest is Hatsur Tomim Pa'olei. By definition, if the Baruch Hu is the Tsur and he's the bedrock of the world, then morality and Toiv are all features of that bedrock, and we can build Toiv in ourselves on that bedrock. But to, if we can, if we say that that if we say Chas v'Sholom, Divrei Natza or Kfira or whatever that about the Rebbeinu Shalom's being moral immoral, there's no morality. Morality, nothing exists outside of Rebbeinu Shalom as its own entity, or else you're replacing the tzur tami the tzur of Rebbeinu Shalom with something else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu by definition is the sheirish of Toiv. It's the sheirish of what is, and on that we can build our Havana, our Tfisa, etc. Okay, any questions, any points?
It seems like this definition of Tzur can be put into a Makom.
Can we put into?
Makom, like a Makom.
No. It's, Makom is the place for something else. Tzur is the person, for instance, if I have a Tzur, it can become a Makom for a house. But the Tzur quality is an internal quality. Makom is already a quality that takes into regard what I want to use it for. So that's the, yeah. By the way, I once read, I think that the reason why Manhattan became such a place, you know, so built up and you know, what was good about it is I think the ground is supposed to be extremely solid. It's supposed to be very good for building. That's the, I remember, you know, it had reason why it developed so much. But the reason why building took off so much in Manhattan was because it's built on very strong bedrock and it'll hold buildings, doesn't shake, and so on. I don't know. It's okay. Good. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.